this lady, and I told her quite a story. Said I'd love her forevermore. But the trouble is, I tell the same old story to every girl that walks through the door. You should have snitched her talking at your honey. Yeah. Well, first they love me, and then they don't. Sometimes they do it, and sometimes they won't. So I said to this girl, hey, you get out. And she got to her feet and began to shout, you a jive so bro. So bro, and you're always lying to your friends. You a jive so bro, a jive so bro, and you never get nothing in the end. What you talking about, ladies? This is the snitch they're talking to you. I don't do nothing but tell the truth.
The best policy. above.
Bobby Sue, and can't you see my love is true? I want to marry you. Bobby Sue.
Show me a sign.
Some people think we're stupid, but we're not.
Cough!
One of the greatest challenges of my entire career.
Because I was robbed of the World Wrestling Federation title 1 year from WrestleMania.
I got what it takes to get past Yokozuna. I'm going to fight fire with fire. You are just another opponent, and I will wipe you out. You're looking at the World Wrestling Federation champion.
All right, here we go. Our final match, the Hitman Bret Hart, and of course, Yokozuna.
Bret Hart, you're going to have to deal with the fact that it's no longer a matter of you trying to win the title. It's a matter of you trying to keep yourself in one piece. He's going to chew you up and spit you out, Hart, and your career may be over at the biggest WrestleMania of all time. I can't wait to see it happen.
Yokozuna going up.
This is it.
The Hitman Bret Hart is not moving. Wait a minute, he's losing his balance. He just lost his balance on the rope.
What? He hit his head.
1, 2, 3.
No! No!
We have a new champion.
No way!
Bret Hart somehow has done it. He is the new World Wrestling Federation champion. Unquestionably, fate on the side of Bret the Hitman Hart, who has done the impossible.
This says it all. This says that I am everything I said I am. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. The excellence of execution.
Thank you. looks like McMahon and Austin are on their way out here to the arena, Ken.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Your part's pretty easy on this.
I mean, he's going to come out here in front of all these people. He's going to do something stupid.
No shame when you need. No.
Austin and McMahon are obviously on their way here to the arena as we speak, and one can only assume what Stone Cold has on his mind for Vince McMahon.
Well, I think it's obvious what he's got on his mind. He's got a bow and arrow, he's got guns, and he's been holding Mr. McMahon hostage for 2 hours now.
Yeah, but it was Mr. McMahon that said that firing Austin at Judgment Day was better than sex. An evil human being would even
get a bad rag. I understand
Mr. McMahon. Can you imagine how Austin felt last night when he was fired?
Can somebody not reason with this guy?
Well, let's get a hostage negotiator. You're a pretty good talker. Why don't you go do it? Good grief. I don't know. We don't know. Nobody wants to get involved in this situation.
Somebody's going to have to.
Austin's arm, for God's sakes. The man is
so armed. What are you going to stand by and let him come out here and do whatever he's going to do to Mr. Vince McMahon?
Well, I'm not in his security detail.
Is he bringing him out here or what?
Have you ever been fired? The man's fired me before, so I can tell you how it feels. It doesn't feel too damn good.
Well, when you get fired, you go somewhere else, you get another job.
Well, what are you trying to infer? That Austin's going to go postal?
Yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, you're telling me you're not worried about that?
Yes, I'm worried about it. I don't want Austin to make a mistake that the rest of us would regret for the rest of our lives. He wouldn't have any regrets.
What is going on back there? And what does Austin mean when he says it's going to be just like that and McMahon won't feel a thing?
I have no earthly idea, and I don't even want to speculate. What could it mean, folks?
Can you morons in the truck tell us what's going on back there? Where's your camera? What is happening?
Well, McMahon humiliated Austin in front of the world last night at Judgment Day. He was fired on the spot, unceremoniously, cold, uncaring, and callous.
Where is he?
We're waiting,
folks. Has something already happened?
Your folks at home, you are as clued into this situation as we are. As we try to keep an eye on our monitors here to see what may transpire. Again, we can only speculate what may be going through Stone Cold Steve Austin's mind. A lot of folks can identify with being unnecessarily fired.
Can anybody hear me? Can anybody tell us what's happening?
Well, again, we await whatever the fate, whatever the results, the outcome, or what's going to happen here is anybody's guess. I really don't know. And I'd like not to think in that context.
Oh, no, look!
Here they come. Mr. McMahon and Austin. And, folks, this is one of the most extraordinary situations that I have ever witnessed in my 20-year career.
He can't get out of that chair. This man is fired. Stone Cold is not even supposed to be here. Oh, look what he's got.
Austin attired in hunting gear. Allegedly was hunting earlier today. Mr. McMahon with the injured knee.
We better get behind something.
Let's just hope and pray it doesn't come to that.
Look at you. Look at you, Vince. Hell, earlier you was out here bragging and throwing some big party without Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hell, I think I missed out. Go ahead and throw up the little party they had on the Titantron so I can check it out myself. Here we go.
Hopefully, no one in that ring will ever cross the bus, because none of you are as big as Vince McMahon. You know, all that Austin 316 paraphernalia out there, t-shirts, what have you, another rumor going around that it's going like hotcakes, because now Austin 316, that's a collector's item, you see. Now there's a new expression. a new expression that's going to be sweeping the nation, sweeping the globe, and that's McMahon 316.
Please turn that off.
And McMahon 316 says,
please turn it off.
I've got the brass to fire your ass.
Oh.
Look up there, Vince. Look up there. Look, don't look. So cocky. You think you're so damn cool. You think you own everybody. Look at you. Take a good look, Vince.
Please.
And now look at you now. You're pathetic. On your knees, crying in front of the world.
How humiliating for the owner of this company.
You make me sick, Vince, and I'll tell you what.
Oh, no.
I got a little something that I want you to read, because this is going to bring a few more tears to your eyes. Won't you read this little letter right here? And I'll tell you this.
What is that?
Where you're going when the devil reads that, hell, that son of a bitch is going to be pretty pissed off himself. So I guess that means, Vince, I only got one little thing to do. And what I want you to do is to look up at that screen. Take that off. I want Vince's picture on the screen. Look up at the screen, Vince, because your eyes are fixing to pop out of the front of your head.
No!
Come on, Steve.
If you want Vince's eyes to pop out of the front of his head, give me a hell yeah.
No!
Steve, take it easy now. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, my. It's a toy. What? It's a toy. Austin was armed with a toy.
That is not
you
funny.
You got to remember, Vince, it wasn't Stone Cold Steve Austin that screwed Vince McMahon, but it was Vince McMahon that screwed Vince McMahon. I think you got a little problem there, and I think we got another T-shirt on the way, and I think that T-shirt might just say, McMahon 316 says I just pissed my pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, how humiliating, how degrading.
Oh, well, look out. Austin got McMahon again. This is the most humiliating, degrading night in Vince McMahon's life. The unemployed rattlesnake right has struck.
He's fired. He's not supposed to even be here. Look at this freaking trousers.
He's the toughest unemployed SOB in America.
Don't cut the camera on Mr. McMahon's hand.
Stone Cold Steve Austin has duped Mr. McMahon with a toy. And now the boss knows what it feels like to be humiliated in front of the world.
His pants are wet.
Mr. McMahon wet himself, for goodness sake. Oh, this is... What's in that letter? Look out. Oh, he's going to get it again. A rattlesnake strikes.
George Newman. He starts where the others stop.
Sex with furniture. What do you think?
The world watched in amazement as he unlocked the mysteries of Al Capone's glove compartment.
Uh-huh. Roadmaps!
He blew the lid off Satanism.
Look, all I was trying to say...
Oh, shut up, you pinhead! You make me sick!
Sometimes shocking, always controversial, he deals with topics that the other talk shows are afraid to touch. He pries, he pokes, he digs deep. He gets the answers, he gets the facts, and most of all, he gets the ratings.
Lesbian Nazi hookers abducted by UFOs and forced into weight loss programs. All this week on Town Talk.
What? George? What's the matter?
Stanley, you don't want to know.
Why'd I ask? Is there something I can do to help?
Not unless you've got $75,000.
No, sorry.
This is ridiculous. There must be something I could do.
The U-62 telephone is on the air!
were just discussing his day at work. Why don't you tell our daughter about it, honey?
Janie, today I quit my job. And then I told my boss to go fuck himself, and then I blackmailed him for almost $60,000. Pass the asparagus.
Your father seems to think this kind of behavior is something to be proud of.
And your mother seems to prefer that I go through life like a fucking prisoner while she keeps my dick in a mason jar under the sink.
How dare you speak to me that way in front of her? And I marvel that you can be so contemptuous of me on the same day that you lose your job.
Lose it? I didn't lose it. It's not like, whoops, where'd my job go? I quit. Someone pass the asparagus.
Oh, and I want to thank you for putting me under the added pressure of being the sole breadwinner now.
I already have a job.
No, don't give a second thought as to who's going to pay the mortgage. We'll just leave it all up to Carolyn. You mean you're going to take care of everything now, Carolyn? Yes, I don't mind. I really don't. You mean everything? You don't mind having the sole responsibility? Your husband feels he can just quit his job and you don't...
Will someone who's please gonna pay the pass me the
okay,
fucking
guys,
asparagus?
I'm not going to be a part of this.
Shut up! I am sick and tired of being treated like I don't exist. You two do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, and I don't complain. All I want
is
the same...
Oh, you don't complain? Oh, please, excuse me. I must be psychotic then. If you don't complain, what is this? Yeah, let's bring in the laugh meter and see how loud it gets on that one. You don't complain.
Don't interrupt me, honey. And another thing. From now on, we're going to alternate our dinner music because, frankly, and I don't think I'm alone here, I'm really tired of this Lawrence Welk shit.
Go away.
Honey, please let me in.
Look, I wish that you hadn't witnessed that awful scene tonight, but in a way, I'm glad.
Why? So I could see what freaks you and Dad really are?
Me? God.
Christ.
No, I'm glad because you're old enough now to learn the most important lesson in life. You cannot count on anyone except yourself. You cannot count on anyone except yourself. You know, it's sad but true. And the sooner you learn it, the better.
Look, Mom, I really don't feel like having a Kodak moment here, okay?
You ungrateful little brat! Just look at everything you have! When I was your age, I lived in a duplex. We didn't even have...